We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A Florida real estate developer is being sued by a lake. This lawsuit is the first filed on behalf of a non-living natural object, but there is legal precedent and a living history of environmental activism behind it, whose roots stretch from the marshes of Florida to California's sequoias. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Robin Craig, environmental law professor at the USC Gould School of Law. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, can you tell us a bit about Lake Mary Jane and the other plaintiffs in this case? What's the basis of their case against the developers?
Well, the basis of their case is a long history of pollution and abuse, you might say, in Florida. And the developer is planning new development along the lake that would make those conditions worse. And so they're taking advantage of an Orange County ordinance in Florida that allows them standing to bring their own lawsuit.
Where did the concept of nature having legal rights come from?
Most people trace it to my predecessor at USC, Christopher Stone, who wrote a article and then a book called Should Trees Have Standing? The idea being in a lawsuit by the Sierra Club that nature itself should have its own right to exist and should be able to be in federal court to protect itself. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that idea in a case called Sierra Club versus Morton, but ever since then, the idea has been growing and has been adopted by nations throughout the world, and now is coming back home to the United States.
So talk about the strategy, how it's changed or expanded over the years since those early days.
Well, in the early days, the strategy was to try and have standing or lack of standing in federal court. So the original lawsuit was really testing how far the U.S. Supreme Court wanted to go with its standing requirements. And we ended up getting some fairly stringent standing requirements for federal court. What's different now is that it's lower levels of government. So it's states, it's counties, as in Florida, it's tribes that are trying this approach at lower levels to see in the United States if it can gain a foothold.
Do you have any predictions as to how this will resolve? We've seen animals be represented in court, an elephant and some others. This is the first time a lake has gone to court. So the lake has attorneys. What do you think will happen? And what implications will this have for environmental law moving forward?
Well, it's important because it's a lake. It's the first time that the claim of personhood hasn't rested on some affinity to human beings. So elephants are sensitive creatures that have intelligence, that feel emotions. So saying a lake has standing really would indicate that nature itself has a right to be in court. What the implications are more broadly is if it's upheld, and my prediction would be that it would fail at the first level, maybe have some more success on appeal, but we'll see how that goes. Florida, the state of Florida, is trying very hard to preempt these lawsuits, so we'll see how that argument goes. But even without success in Florida, this is one more county standing up and saying we need more environmental protection for the amenities that make our homes, make our lives happier, more pleasant, and the current environmental laws are not doing the trick anymore. So, like I said, it gives broad momentum. We have the Yurok tribe in California. We have Minnesota and Wisconsin tribes who are pursuing this outlet. We have a number of cities who are trying the same thing. And I think eventually the momentum will get to the point where either at the state and local level, this idea of rights for nature catches on and becomes quite common, or we get stronger environmental laws overall, or both.
Robin, thank you so much for your time. Robin Craig, environmental law professor at the USC Gould School of Law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.